Now that we've gotten the joke out of the way before the recorder starts, we can talk about this week's shiur, which is writing letters on meat as a siman on yontif. Let's begin with the Gemara here. Last week we had the Gemara of making a base yad bivasar or libasar, and the next Gemara continues. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, we're only a few lines down on Chaf Ches Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Mutar Laso Simen Bivasar. It's permitted to make a sign, some sort of simen, in the meat. Kiha de Rabba Bar Rav Huna, just like Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who had said this, what did he do? Mechatechla Atlas Karnasa. He cut it with three corners, presumably, which, as you can see in Rashi, it looked like some sort of triangle. This Gemara appears in a few places in Chas and two other places in terms of simanim relating to what area of halacha? Anybody remember? Basar?
Basar and Elaminayim.
Basar Shinis Elaminayim, excellent. So talking about having a siman on it, what types of simanim help? It appears in Bava Metzia, it appears in Chulin. It says Rashi siman bevasar. Why is it that you want to make a siman? Shelo yachlifenu hanoso. If someone's carrying it, we don't want them to get confused. Which is my meat? Which is his meat? Which is the next person's meat? Notably, Rashi doesn't say that this works to get you out of basar shenel amin ha'ayin, but that's a very separate discussion, which I had thought about giving shir on at the beginning, and then when I started reading that sugya, I realized I was not going to be giving on this shir. Maybe if I spent my entire Pesach vacation on that topic, then I'd be able to give a shir after Pesach, but I was not this week. And says Rashi, Atlas Karnasa, why would he cut it into, you know, again, a three-cornered piece of meat? Kishaya Mishaleach Abasar Leveso, when he was sending meat to his house, Haya Ragil Asos Kol Chaticha Ba'ala Shalosh Kranot. He would make each piece a triangular piece. Okay, you can see Kazeh. Ukvar Hayu Makirin Anshevetos Shezeh Haya Siman Shalo. And his family members realized this was meant it was his piece of meat. Okay, so that was Rashi doesn't explain anything about why this might be Aser or why it's Mutter, bearing in mind that this comes immediately following which halacha? Last week's halacha of
pulling
a hole in it. So we say putting a hole in it is no good. The Gemara says, but it is Mutter to make a simen.
Was Rashi a mason?
Mason. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
A mason.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to start here with the sources. The truth is, this sugya that we're going to go through today is very off the daf. It's a very off the daf sugya. We're not going to get much in terms of Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel here, but we are going to explore something very interesting, which is almost a side and unrelated point on this sugya, and that is a very interesting point that Rabbi Yashiv makes is going to spring us into our discussion, which goes back a lot, you know, a lot before him. Mechatechla Atlas Karnasan, source Aleph on your source sheets. And honestly, at this point, you can close your Gemaras if it saves space, because I see we are a little bit tight with some of the Gemaras, so you're welcome to close them or keep them open. Dafka la'aso simin beguf ha'basar bechitucho shari. Says, what's mutter? To cut some sort of simin in the meat. Aval lirshom alav, but to write on it. Aser mide oraisa, that would be an iser mide oraisa. The afdelach luchis habasar mochekes es ksivaso. And even though the meat is, you know, a little sweaty, there's all sorts of juices left in it, and it's going to erase the writing that you have. Mikol makom chashiv ksiva hamiskayemes moshkasev arambam. He tries to prove that that's still going to be considered a ksiva which is lasting. Okay, as the Rambam writes, Akosev al besaro chayev ibnei shehu or afal pi shechamimus besaro ma'averes haksav le'achar zman arei zedoma leksav shenimchak. The Rambam writes that when someone writes on skin, which is similar to what you're doing when you're writing on a piece of meat, even though it's true the heat of the body and the sweat will slowly wipe out what's written, it's not considered something which doesn't last, but rather something which was erased. Okay, I'm not going to get into that concept. The truth is because in terms of the actual act of writing, when you wrote on skin, that is ksiva hamiskayemes. That is a ksiva which lasts. There is something which is coming and erasing it afterwards called sweat, but the ksiva itself would last if not for the sweat. And he therefore considers that. Chashiv ksiva miskayemes. And if just because the juices will come out of the meat and erase what you've written on it, that's going to be considered still a ksiva miskayemes, going to be asar mid oraisa to write on a piece of meat. So for me to take a pen, normally what people would do is they would take some sort of maybe ink and they could wash it off, whatever it was. He says, the reason why the Gemara is talking about cutting it is because that's the way that you have to make a siman. Writing on it in some fashion would be an Isser D'Oraisa if you were to write on it purely.
Okay, is this based on a concept? Writing is never allowed on Yontif, so it's not a malacha that is
D'Oraisa. Yep.
Cutting is Ochel Nefesh, and therefore it's going by the policy that Ochel Nefesh malachas are actually null and void rather than just deferred. It's a deeper discussion.
So we are going to touch on that in a later source. If you look on the beginning of the next page in the Daf al Hadaf, and the second source on the next second page, you will see that there. Okay, let's take a look.
What's the issue with the writing coming off?
The issue with the writing coming off, meaning, is we look at the writing itself as a malacha, and we take it for what it is at that point. Meaning, for example, let's say I know every hour on the hour, someone erases a blackboard. Does that mean if I write on the blackboard, it's not a ksiva?
I see. So
it'll last, just someone's coming and erasing it. That's the way the Rambam understands or too. So too here, he would say, with meat, if you were to write on the meat in some way, whatever, natural ink, even though it would get worn out, that's not because it's not a ksiva hamiskayemes. It's simply because it's going to be erased by someone afterwards. But he says even be an Isser D'Oraisa. The truth is, I don't know that everybody would agree with him on that. But... nevertheless, it's a good raya.
It's a funny way of looking at it.
It's a very funny way of looking at it.
Why would I even have a habamim just because it disappears over time that it's not a ksiva?
Because it has to be miskayim in order for it to be d'oraisa. This is the rule of everything. Anything that's not miskayim.
Define miskayim. 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
So that's a sogya in Shabbos. People talk about a week. People talk about other times. Depending on what the malacha is, it may have different amounts of kiyum. There are poskim that are matir, some very interesting things. By saying that it's not miskayim, I'm not going to go through all the details, and it's a sugya on Shabbos, but absolutely, this is a serious concern.
If you're right on the beach in the sand, are you chayav on Shabbat? I mean, that's not
really derech siva,
But that's the point. The lashon, you're not chayav.
Yeah, the lashon is it's on or.
Okay. So this is an introduction to what we're going to be talking about, which is letters on meat. And I'm going to read you a Meiri, which is the source of this whole discussion, or I would say it's one of the major sources in the discussion. Says the Meiri in source number base. Asr lasus b'yom tov beis yad bevasar. It's prohibited to make a beis yad. Hu nekev asu b'avisakik delechos esabasar mipnei shezed derechol hu. It goes through what we said last week.
What's a beis yad?
A beis yad is a handle. It's what we talked about last week, but I don't want to get too much into that. Right, aval muter linkov esabaser beetzbo shelo besakin, but it's permitted to puncture a hole in this meat with his finger, not with a knife. And here's what he says: umutar lasos bosiman, and it's permitted to make some sort of sign af besakin, even with a knife. Im hi mis alemes min haayin, if this would be meat that would be going away. Okay, so he learns this so he has baser shenis alem min haayin. And again, I'm not talking about that today. I know it's a very big Yetzer Hara for everybody to go off topic and say, well, what's the difference? Rashi, Meiri, that would make for a great year, not today.
Can you just translate what that term means?
Basar shenis means meat which will be lost from sight.
Okay.
And that the problem with that is that we're worried about what may have happened at the time when it wasn't being washed by a Jew.
Now I understand. Right.
Okay,
right.
So that's why the Meiri says you're making this image, but it's beside the point.
Because it might have been trafed and... Or
correct, or switched in some way. Right. Yeah, correct, yes.
Right. Now,
yes.
Now I know. I understand that concept, okay.
So, he says, you're permitted to make a siman, even with a knife, if it's misalames min ayin, kidei lihioso hekar labalim shelo huchlifa, in order that the original owner of the meat, if he goes away for a minute, he comes back, he sees the same unique feature about his meat, he'll know that it was not swapped. Says the Meiri, uvilvad shelo ya'aseh siman be'osios, on condition that you don't make a siman be'osios, elak ein shalosh kranos oyoser kefiritzono, you only make 3 corners or more as you wish. What's the Meiri saying?
I
to do it in a different way.
Says you can't.
Is it a shinui?
He says you can't write. Who said you can't write?
So Siva is Dasa.
So what's he talking about? Is he talking about writing with a pen? Or is he talking about writing with a knife? He seems to be talking about writing with a knife. Not 100%. I wouldn't say that that's 1,000%, you know. I'd stake my life on saying the Miri's talking about a knife, but I'd be pretty certain. Right. Miri's talking about now writing with a knife. He says, when you're making your simen, you can chop it up, make it a nice shape, but don't start, you know, writing an essay on it there. Don't make a big aleph in order to show that it's Eliezer's meat. Okay, that's what the Meiri seems to be saying.
It's funny, though. The Greek, three-sided triangle is a Greek letter.
Delta.
Delta.
Yes, and I'm going to mention that in passing. Not Dafka the Delta, but you can have all sorts of shapes that you cut your meat into, which will be letters, right? So, I mean, you're already starting to see what some of the challenges will be with this. But let's move on. It's not just the Meiri. I found a few other very important sources. The Sefer Agudah, are any of you familiar with that? Anybody care to explain?
I don't remember, but
okay, it's a short halacha sefer which tells you different halachos in the orders of the mesachtas and you know was used more again in earlier times but not so much by us.
1400s, 1500s.
I think sometime around I think
it was German.
Yeah, I believe it was German as well. It's Ashkenazi for sure. Yes. Says the Agudah here.
Is it German, French, or Spanish?
There we go. Says the Agudah here in Mem Aleph. Tavach uman aser lishkol vaser biyado b'mayim aser lasas b'yad b'vaser b'yad atzmo shari. Says the Aguda, mutar la'asos simen b'vasar. It's permitted to make a simen in the meat. Ki hadi Rava, just like Rava mechatechat las karnasa, he would cut it in three corners. Aval osios lachkok b'vasar. But to carve letters into the meat, b'yom tov aser, he says, I would say on yantif that would be aser. Ki hatosvos nistafku bazeh. He had some version of Tosvos, which we don't have, whichever Balei HaTosvos is, you know, this was, that was mesopic whether or not this is permitted to be chokek osios, and that's for sure talking about with a knife, again, engraving some sort of letters on the meat. Meaning, we could have thought there's a nice, easy way to make a simen in the meat. If you're just reading the Gemara and you say, mutter laso simen vivasar, what might that mean? I'm allowed to make some distinguishing feature on my meat with my knife. Mm-hmm. So, I can write my name on it. I can make my family clan symbol.
You don't have a family clan symbol?
I don't, but if I did, and that would be really cool, then I'd be able to put it on the meat.
Okay. Do we know what the normal practice was during the week? In other words, was the butcher's normal practice to put the name on it? And we're back to Mecca.
We're so close. We're so close. Okay. And I love that everybody, you know, again, everybody's going in the same direction that I did. It means that I must have done something right in preparing this year. But
he's talking about, and this is where it always becomes ambiguous when you have these sources. Mm-hmm. He's saying this is the butcher. You know, when we go through these halachas.
Where do you see that it's the butcher?
Tavachuman. Are you saying he changed in the middle of the line what he's talking about?
These are like four different halachos. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh, so you're saying he's changing.
We're talking about Rava. Rava was not a butcher. Rava was sending meat home. It's not a tabachuman. I know it says that, but it also says that in the Gemara.
Yeah,
he's just bringing. This is just the way he brings down halachos.
Yeah,
it's like this in all the. No, that's not. You can't be medayik from that. Right, but anyways, he brings us this Tosfos who are nistapku bazeh. That's going to be a very important source, precisely because, as far as I can tell, he's the most clear when he comes to saying lachkok osios, that he's talking about actually making them with the knife as opposed to writing on it. Which, frankly, I didn't even think of writing on it until yesterday. I thought all the sources that I had seen was talking about
carving
into it. Anyways, says the Maharel. Similar language, sort of. Amar Mahari Segal, Ein lichtov lesamenes avasar biyom tov. Don't write to make a simen on the meat on yantif. The Amar Maharash, and Maharash says, these were all the Maharil's different sources, right? Some of you will appreciate this. The Rama tends to quote a lot of these great rabbis from closer to his times, 1400s, 1500s, what we call the, you know, people colloquially refer to them as the Ramaz Rishonim, Maharil, Maharivel, Maharisegel. So anyways, a lot of these Maharis, they're all Moreinu Harav, Yaakov, Yitzchak, whatever. So we sometimes played a game at my parents' house, which is which Sefer titles could we find in that week's Parsha, right? So when he got to Parshas Vayera, I said, the Mahari, because Avram tells Sarah, Mahari Shalosh Siim Kemach Solesh. Lushi, so Mahari, Mahari this, Mahari that, Mahari this, Mahari that. But it is a fun game to play, by the way, in any Parsha, to see which Sefer titles you can find that were taken from that week's portion. But anyways, he says the Maharash also added, Shekain, just like that, Lo Yina Kev, Beis Yad Im Hasakin Toch HaBasar La Seis, but you should not make a hole with a knife in meat in order to carry it. Ach Be'etzbao Yachol Enakbo, but you can make a hole with your finger. V'chein Darash Mahari Segel, Nami and Mahari Segel also said that. V'chein Ista Be'edya Be'gemar Beis HaShil Hi Perek Ein Sadin. And that's also said in the Gemara in Perek Ein Sadin. So we've now got three pretty serious early sources that say it's prohibited to write on meat. And it seems that all three are referring to what? Carving some sort of letter into the meat. The Maharil is probably the closest one to sort of being debatable. And the truth is, I think you could argue that the Maharil was not talking about carving, but rather talking about writing. I really do. But I'm going to leave it at that for now, which makes the following source completely off the wall. The Shvus Yaakov, which the Bar Hetiv brings here, says the following. Makom sheshochtin eitzel akum v'minag ha-shochet lirshom al habasar osios pisakim hainu yom hashchita v'kiyagavna im muter lasus kin b'yom tovolo. So the Shvus Yaakov has asked the following question. He was asked, normally, they put on the, shechted on and best before dates, on the meat. You'd have a big chunk of meat you were taking on the shochet right in the corner, carve in, nishchat al yaday, so-and-so, the shechet on such-and-such a day at such-and-such a time. So the person asked him, on Yontif, can the shochet do this? Can he put on the day of shechita? So what would you say? Just based on any of the sources that we may have seen.
No, and no.
Right.
So what does he answer? Tshuva. Al divar lichto v'sakin al habasar b'yantif nirali d'shari. So it seems to me that it's mutter. Diha have tzorech ochel nefesh. Tzorech ochel nefesh to write on the meat. We're dealing with food. When you're doing malachas for food, that's fine. Ulehed yam rinan v'perek ein tzadin dafchav chesamad aleph. And we specifically say, in our Gemara, Amaravuna Mutter Laso Simon Vivasar Kihadarabavaravuna Mechatech Lot Las Karnasa. He says, this is a simon. What do you think they were talking about in the Gemara? Vichin Pasaka Rambam Perakimel Chasviantif Uvarachaim Simon Tafkov Vafti Shmakom Levaldin Lachlok Vilomar Didavka Simani Viroshim Baalma Mutter. He says, this is passing by the Rambam, passing by the Shulchan Aruch. And even though someone might counter and say, hey, you're allowed to make a regular simon, cut it in a triangle, but to write on it? Who says that's mutter? And who makes that distinction? The Meiri, the Yaguda, the Maharil. Again, no slouches. But he clearly didn't have any of them, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. He says, even though someone could say that, kihad demechatech atlas karnasa, that is only permitted, like when you cut it into a triangle, macha ein kin ksiva b'saken al habasar, and in that case, ksiva would be prohibited. Ze eino, that's not true. Deha ikar ksiva de aser b'shabes hu mishum roshen. That the main ksiva, which is prohibited on Shabbos, is because of roshen. Kedi isa lahed yev b'shabes perkabone. Daf kuf gimel amad aleph. It says, as we learn in the sugya on Shabbos, Amar Rabbi Yosi, lo chayiv shtei osios ela mishum roshen. Shekach kosvin al kar shei hamishkan. Rabbi Yosi says, what does it mean? Why is it that Chaya for writing two letters, because they would make little simanim on the different krashim to label them which ones went where. Okay? So that's the way they did it with two letters, fine. But that's the main point. So he says, one second. His question basically is, would your regular simon that's not a letter fall under the category of ksiva? He's arguing, yes, it would. Once even a regular simon falls under the category of ksiva, and as he's going to say, not necessarily halachically, but at least in the concept of it, then it's very easy to say that writing letters should be permitted. Well, that other thing which is considered like ksiva is okay clearly in the Gemara, so therefore even ksiva should be okay. And that's what he continues to say now, right?
That was if you made little If you drew triangles on a piece of paper, you'd also be Asur Chavos.
Correct. The afte ein halacha kerbiosi behind masnisin, even though we don't paskin like kerbiosi, mikol makom roshim have tolda diksiva. Roshim is still a tolda of ksiva. You know, if you draw a nice picture on Shabbos, that's also aser. Uchti isa barambam perikidav minachas Shabbos uksiva al habasar lo have derech ksiva bekach. He says also you're right. He throws in this writing it on the meat. It's not derech ksiva bekach velo adif mi roshim ba'alma, and it would be no different than regular roshim, even if you're writing letters on your meat. Uveochel nefesh biyantif yesh lahatir shelo, sorry, nimna'im misimchas yomtov. And he says, for sure, you know, you're dealing with ochel nefesh, you should be matir this, because you don't want people to not have meat on yantif, or they won't know what date the meat was shechted on. Oyvei, mikomakom, efshar l'shana shelo yeh kuvdin d'chol shaper dam. He says, however, if you can change it up a little bit, that it shouldn't be, you know, a shtickle uvdin d'chol, that would be even better. Okay? Now,
so he's interpreting chatach,
he's
chatach tlat karna, not as creating a shape in the meat, but actually writing in the meat. The, you know, that was I thought when he said the rabbi used to put tlat karna.
I don't think you need to say that in the Gemara.
Well, that's what I thought he meant. In other words, you take the piece of meat and you cut off like a corner. You make it like a triangle. You create a, in other words, the shape of the meat would be like a triangle, and that would be your siman.
Right.
Not that you put your knife in the meat and cut a triangle into the middle of the meat, but he's reading it.
So I'm not sure he has to be reading it like that, although I would agree that he is. And the truth is, Rashi, who understands it like that, is kind of hard to understand because pieces of meat aren't shaped like triangles. If they were, it wouldn't be a big deal. And if not, who wants to chop off all the side parts of the meat? You're losing a lot of meat if you cut it into a triangle. You really are, right? If you're cutting it into some...
You can always take a square piece of meat, cut it down the middle.
And then you have two triangles. But still, like, you get what I'm trying to say.
I do.
And, you know, different mfarshim, actually. There, once you get back to the sugya of, you know, again, Basar Shinu Salam Min Ha'ayin, you can see the objections that people have, say, because something's in the shape of a triangle, it's not Basar Shinu Salam Min Ha'ayin, you know, and, you know, whether or not something like this, actually having a triangle in the meat, might make it more distinct. But his point is to say that either way, it would be equivalent to write letters or to cut it in the shape of a triangle or to carve a triangle in it. His point is to say it's going to be mutter.
But when is ketiba one of the malachas permissible for ochel nefesh?
And you know what? I'm just going to skip for you just so we can get this out of the way right now. Let's take a look at the Shaar Tzion in Yud Beis. I wasn't planning on skipping till this now, but let's take a look. Okay, he quotes the halacha that you can't... He says halacha, it's aser to write letters. On again your meat as a simon. Okay? El Yoraba Bashem Maharil Vachain Kasafa Meiri. Says El Yoraba quotes the name of Maharil, which we saw, and so writes the Meiri. Ubivar Hatev Sifkatan Ches. In Bar Hatev, Sifkatan 8 here, and so again we're in Sorcer base, Havi Bachem Chuvas Shvus Yaakov Lahatir Afilu Lichtov Tevos. He says he's matir even to write letters, write words. Vi Yanti Sham Vilo Matsasi Sham Shum Mikarladinze. He says I looked at the Chuva. There's zero makar for this. Va'ayin sham shatala dinze beroshem demutter uve'emes roshem shukimin sura bevaray aser gam beyomtov ein berokech semin reish pei umivio chayi adam bechal tzadi beizayin sham v'kanira shalara chok Yaakov divrei hamiri v'lo divrei hamaril shuve be'al yoraba v'afilu ksiva bedarashinu miskayim shurak midrabanan. Even if it wouldn't last, gam kein bevaray lo hitiru mishum ochal nefesh, that even if it would be a derabanan type of writing, which it isn't. Or maybe it is because you're just carving it in meat and maybe it'll not last. Whatever the case is, maybe you're going to chop up the meat 5 minutes later and that may make it considered not miskayim. I don't know exactly what he'd be referring to, but the point is, even if it would be derabanan, gam kein bevare lo hitiru mishum ochal nefesh. He says, what's this business at the end? Ochal nefesh, everything's okay. Who ever heard of that, such a thing? Shurafilu malacha shel ochal nefesh lohuta rak mi lisha ve'elach ki yadua. He says, you're forgetting, it's only from lisha and on. Ksiva is not part of that same group. Ksiva is writing that something else. That's not a malacha that we can be matzir because of ochal nefesh. V'kolshkin shar lamites malachos she'en chiluk bahen bein Shabbos le'yomtov. And certainly the rest of lamites malachos, there's no difference between Shabbos, yomtov, v'afilu shvusin shelahen, even if it's just the derabban, k'moshkatz, beis yosef, reishtim, and saf tzadi. Hey, completely wrong, says the Mishnah Berurah. Completely, completely wrong. The Shvus Yaakov just missed the boat. He didn't see the sources, not his fault. But there's no way to justify the Shvus Yaakov. That's where we stand. All good?
Yeah.
Yep.
All good. So basically, Shvus Yaakov is a mess. Now, can we get any indication to whether or not the poskim learned the halacha more similar to the way the Shvus Yaakov understood it, meaning that it's mutter to make any sort of simen? Or can we see any rayas the other way? So for that, I brought you the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, and then a machlokas in how to understand the Shulchan Aruch between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Olas Shabbos. So you can look through the truth. We don't even really need to read this. And see whether or not you find any indications in the Rambam, Torah, and Shulchan Aruch as to whether or not they would say any sort of simen is mutter or not. The answer is probably not, but I'll let you look at them. I'll give, honestly, 2 minutes of quiet time. I'll let you look through the Rambam, through the Torah, Shulchan Aruch. They're not very different. You'll tell me if you can see any indication or clarification in any of the cases that would say it's mutter to make any sort of simen that you want. I don't think you'll find much, but I want to get to this because the machlokas in the words of the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah is something that requires Iyun into, and I will get back to that. So take your time. Take a look. Vav Zayin Ches. Okay, any indication? Does anybody think they have a raya from the wording of the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, or the Rambam as to how they understood the sugya and whether or not they would be matir even a more generalized roshim on meat?
Well, based on the Aruch HaShulchan, I mean, he's talking about poking with a knife and he's saying a siman, so he would not allow any writing.
Okay, and we're going to try to see how the Aruch HaShulchan saw that and why some people disagree. But any raya just from Vav Zayin Ches, Rambam, Torah, Shulchan Aruch, that you think that you're reading them and you say, Shulchan Aruch would definitely say one way or the other.
That's how you define simen.
Right, what is simen? Right, that's the mutter of simen.
I can
mutter of simen, mutter of simen, mutter of sakin, mutter of sakin.
Very interesting. You tell me how you want to define simen.
Could include writing. You know, nothing.
So who could you say that in? Who could you say that in? You could say that in the Gemara. You could say that in the Rambam. I completely disagree with you about the Torah. Says the Torah. Let's read the Torah inside, and my reading of it anyways. Ein osin beis yad bevasar. Peirush, says the Torah. What does it mean, beis yad? Linokvo litlos bo. Okay? Two, puncture it in order to hang it. Vidafka besakin, specifically with a knife, we're talking about puncture it. Aval biyad mutter. Vilasos bo siman, but in order to make a siman in it, mutter afilu b'sakin, it would be permitted to make a hole, even using a sakin.
I think that's not the way
you would read it, but that's the way Shulchan Aruch understood it. Because you see that that's the way he writes it in the next halacha. He takes out the word beis yad, and look at how he rephrases the tour. Ein nokvin nekev vibasar besakin litloso bo aval biyad mutter. He's talking about the what?
Yes.
Wait. Listen. He's saying what is the halacha that Shulchan Aruch is bringing here in his understanding of the tour? Absolutely, I believe. The question is: may one make a hole in the meat? Says Shulchan Aruch. Option number one: if it's litloso bo, not with a knife, but with your hand.
Right.
But if it's for a simen, v'im la'asos bo simen, not with the knife. If you're trying to use the nekev as a simen.
Right, which is the same thing that
Aruch If you're trying to use the nekev, and that's where the Aruch HaShulchan gets it from. The Aruch HaShulchan reads Shulchan Aruch this way as well. He says, what?
which is also the Torah. I mean, the only one that is ambiguous is the Rambam.
Correct, and the Rambam channeling the Gemara.
See, you're missing, there's a period there.
Yeah, but the imlasos bosimin is the nekev,
No, but it's disjunctive. You can't read it conjunctive. You read it disjunctive.
So why switch the language and why?
Because he's like it's what's like the Yehuda. He's basically giving you more than one Allah. He's not connected.
No, but what's allowed the to
do it. Right?
What is the ve'im here?
Yeah.
What's it connected?
What's ve'im exactly? And if? And if what?
In the meat.
We're talking about in the meat. Nok v'nekev v'basar.
It's completely
no. If it was separate, would say lasot siman mutar afilu v'sakin.
Anyways, I think this reading, which Howie has and the Aruch HaShulchan has, deserves a lot of thought towards it, but.
Let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's translate it.
Let's see how the Aruch HaShulchan read through and how he reads through it. He reads through it exactly the way that I did. Darkam haya, their way was, kishalokin basar min hatavach, when they would take meat from the butcher, hayu ostin bahasakin nekev bahabasar, kidei litlos habatzar betzbo, they would make a little hole in the meat in order to hang it. Correct, because these two halachos go together. V'astruzeh b'yom tov, they prohibited this on yom tov, v'yaseh hanekev b'yad v'lo b'sakin. You should make the hole with your hand and not with the sakin. B'chdei sheyihyeh shinui mibachol, as we explained last week, it's in order to make it a shinui from the week. De'vileida she'aser mekach umemkar b'yom tov. Okay? And to know that mekach umemkar is aser on yom tov. V'im hanekev eino l'shem t'liya. But if the hole is there not to hang it with, ela la'asos bo simin. You're only putting the hole there to make a simin. Shelo yachli fender that it shouldn't get switched. Mutzer afilu b'saken. Then it's permitted to make it with a knife. Dinekev ze eino kinekev litulia ela eze min chituch leheker. Says the Aruch HaShulchan exactly like we explained. The response of im lasos posimin is referring to the nekev. The question of nekev here for this reason or nekev for that reason. If the nekev is for the reason of holding it, usser. If the nekev's for the reason of just simply having a simin, mutter. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan reads it. And I completely go along with that reading in terms of the way I read it. But I realize that there are other people, there are Allens, there are Gerards, and there are Gedolim like the Olas Shabbos, who read the Shulchan Aruch entirely differently. And they said a period is a period is a period. Bisakin litlosobo. What does that mean? Davka bisakin mishum dinireku uvdin bichol. Okay, saying this was on the previous halacha. Okay, he's again explaining making a hole in the basar bisakin. Viharan kasav mishum davka osakli. Ayin sham, as we quoted last week. Umashe kasav viim lasos bosimin. And this that he wrote viim lasos bosimin. Perush. What does that mean? Dimutter lachdoch bivasar kedei laasos bosimin. It's permitted to cut meat in order to make a simen, v'yachal lachtoch habasar be'ezeh gavan sheyirtzeh. You can cut it, shape, sizes, looks, doesn't matter. He says that's what Shulchan Aruch is coming to tell us when he says v'im lasos b'simen mutar afilu b'sakin, meaning, so long as you're coming to make a simen, you can do whatever you want. That's the way the Olas Shabbos reads the statement of Shulchan Aruch.
I'll tell you the riot to that. Okay.
But is he
saying, yeah,
is that the tour had maybe didn't have the theory in front of them, but certainly the Shulchan Aruch had the Meiri. Shulchan Aruch
did not have the Meiri.
He had in front of him. The Meiri was around.
No, it wasn't. It actually around. Literally
it
wasn't.
It got lost, but
not,
it was around.
Not as has a Shulchan Aruch, no.
He wasn't around the 1600s. They got lost between 1250 and 1600.
That's correct. Well, actually, I was going to say in 1800s,
yeah,
but yes.
They knew quotes for us.
That's actually the famous philosophical position, I believe, was of the Chazon Ish, right? He said the Meiri got lost at the time when Halacha was being formed on purpose. God intended it that way.
But he had the Maharil. The Maharil was
He didn't have the Maharil. The Ramah had the Maharil. I don't know that does Shulchan Aruch quote the Maharil? It could be he may have seen it. He certainly didn't hold by him as a major posek. Maharil was an Ashkenaz. It wasn't. First of all, he was almost contemporary to the Beis Yosef. He's a little bit before him, considered. Okay, anyways, what's your raya? Point being.
I think he's before the tour.
He may have seen the Agudah. I believe the Shulchan Aruch was the Agudah. Anyways, yeah.
Anyway, he had access to these four.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't mention Kasiba.
Right.
He doesn't mention it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever. The concentration on the Agudah and these other ones was on Kasiba. Why doesn't he mention it, Kasiba? Why is there no reference
well,
to Kasiba?
If every Maharil and every Agudah and every Meiri that we had would be mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, we'd have a much easier time having Shir here. I mean, right, Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote all these things, just facts.
But if the emphasis was on Ksiva, you cannot write.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't it be out there specifically?
So I'll tell you. If I wanted to answer that question, I would tell you very simply, this is not Hilchos Ksiva. This is Hilchos Mid on Yantif. What does it have to do with Ksiva? Ein Hanami, said the Shulchan Aruch, would say Ksiva is Aser. He'll tell you, go look in Hilchos Kosev.
So, but here he's talking Rachtoch, which means it has to do with cutting pieces. It has nothing to do with Rosham or anything like
yep.
that.
Yep.
He's shaping the meat.
This but he's shaping the meat. I think absolutely he's shaping the meat. The whole Gavancha Yirtzeh, I think
is... So all this idea of Rosham and stuff like that has gone off the, you know, nobody holds from it? Is that what you're
no,
saying?
No, I think he would even matir Rishima. And then he quotes V'lashon Maharil B'drashosav V'ein Lechtov L'saman Esavaser V'yamtav Arkam L'shono. But I think he's adding that because he's saying from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is mashma right. Not like that. That's the way I'm understanding the way that he read it. Similar to the way you did when I first gave it to you, and you said V'im Lasos Posimin means you have a you know a clean slate to do whatever you want with the meat. V'im Lasos Posimin.
I mean, he might talk about two different. Processes, one not.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
But anyways.
You know, just because he allows someone to put a knife into something to make a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not for a Beit Yav, but a Siman.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a nick. It's a knife. It's a hole. It's not a Rishima. It's not a...
Right.
It's not a lettuce. Right. That doesn't mean that he would allow, right?
Well, the question is if it's tied to that neck of case or not. The Aruch HaShulchan... And Howie and myself say, yes, sure it is. Shulchan Aruch bring it as a nekev. You can't make a nekev for this reason with a knife. You can make it for this reason with a knife. However, but you could can't... easily read it as saying, this is bimlasus posimen. You can do whatever you want, not just the nekev.
Oh,
Mutter to do whatever you want with tzakin.
I'm looking at the exact opposite. He's being stricter, where he's not even allowing the nekev. He's saying the meat has to be curved. You could cut corners off. That's
no,
the derek. But isn't that what he's saying?
No, I am not reading.
What does
Gavan Shirtzeh
mean? Any shape that he wants.
Any shape, any look, you
so
make a Rishima.
He's shaping.
Well, because he read Rashi and he learned also again, that's what he thinks people do, which is correct. That
he
is what people
he
do.
He also says, Paris de Mutar Lachtok Babasar.
Yeah, bibasa. That's another interesting way.
And secondly, we have all of talk about so it could be saying both. You can make a cut in the meat, and then the other. He says two things.
Two
different things. Mutar lachtoch bibasar, which we kedei lasov b'sam.
Yeah,
lachtoch habasar.
It's a good raya.
Basically, much here says so. So one, yes, definitely could make a shape, but there's something he can do inside the meat. He's a bibasar. Which one is that? Is that a neck?
I mean, I'm looking at that he's saying this because he doesn't like what the Oref HaShulchan is saying about the nekev. He's separated.
I mean, I'm the one who made that machlokes. Don't get him wrong. He didn't say anything to the Oref HaShulchan. The Oref HaShulchan didn't say anything to him. I believe he was before the Oref HaShulchan anyways. But I could be wrong. I'm going to skip Yod Aleph just for the sake of time. We started a little late today. Yod Aleph is a fascinating, fascinating source. I'm just going to summarize it outside. It talks about the famous machlokes of... cutting through cakes that have writing on them on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch said, the Rama writes, you can't break up a cake that has osios. Why? It's like mochek, right? So if you got a birthday cake, don't cut through the letters. Famous, but very strange, Rama, but the Magen Avraham brings, in the name of the Knesset HaGdol, in the name of the Rash HaLevi, that it's only specifically when does the Rama say this? It's only when you write on top of the cake with something else. But if the cake was made inside, I mean, if the writing was made inside the cake itself, or the cake was shaped with five letters, not a problem to cut it. Okay, if you have a letter-shaped cake or a word-shaped cake, not a problem. It's only when you have an additional writing on top of it, that's where there's mechika shayach. And therefore, people try to bring a raya from this case, as Amiri says, that ksiva is aser, and they understood the Meiri to be talking about what? to cut into the meat. Cut the meat into certain letters, carve the letters into the meat. It says, therefore, not like the Maharasha Levi, even that is considered ksiva. Right? And this was a raya, he brings it from, it was in Kovetz Pa'amei Yaakov. Okay? It says, raya mifureshes from the Meiri, to say that even when the carving is just letters inside the food itself, not an additional layer of writing on top, but even the food itself, that still has a din ksiva. And therefore, not like this Magen Avraham back when we're talking about cutting the cake, even if the cake itself had letters in it, that would still be a problem of mochek. Okay, this was a side point. I thought it was a cute discussion. You're welcome to read through it. Okay. Nice and lumdish. Okay.
What do you do with cigarettes, right?
Cigarettes, right. Cigarettes, another heter. I heard from Rabbi Shurkin, my Rebbe. This is actually a sod in Mechika. What is the malacha of mochek? Let's hear how you would describe it. How you'd explain mochek?
To erase something in order to write. It has to be mochek.
I know it has to be mochek on anas lechtov, but how would you describe what mochek is?
So eradicating writing.
Making something smooth, is that what you mean? To
closer, creating usable space. That's the way he defined mochek for us. Mm-hmm. Says when you're smoking a cigarette, you're not making any new space. Now, not that he would say that you should smoke cigarettes on Yontif.
Right.
But he's just saying, in terms of the actual question of mechika, you're not... Mechika al menas lichtov is what has to be in order to be doraisa. But it has to be a mechika which is shayach to that altogether. It's only mochek, it's only erasing when it's shayach to have an al menas lichtov. But this is not even an act of mechika. This is just a kilkul. You're, right? You're smashing it up. Or you're burning it up in the case of a cigarette.
So when you have letters on cakes...
And he would say that... Like this Maharash, it has to be where you're somehow clearing off the top part. You're allowing it more space, you know, how you're cutting through it. It's very hard to square with this Ramah.
I have the cake and stick it in your mouth like that?
Sticking in your mouth is not a question. When you're eating it, we don't consider it mochek altogether.
So
writing letters on top and eating it with the letters is not considered mochek?
Eating it, no one says is. We're only the only question is breaking it in advance, things like this.
So the guys who... erase the letters on the cigarettes before Yontif, that's not necessary anymore.
That's what he would say. But anyways.
Those that used to hold this Ochel Nefesh, and therefore it was permitted.
Ochel Nefesh and Mochek's permitted. We have the same question in the Shaar HaTzion. Whoever heard of Mochek being permitted for Ochel Nefesh? Not to mention that it is an Ochel Nefesh. It may be Davar HaShav Ochel Nefesh, but yes. I don't want to get too far off topic. Let's finish up the Shaar.
Are you allowed to separate the letters from one another? Is that also not permitted?
So it's a good question.
Toblerone on Yom Tov.
Can you what?
If you have like happy birthday,
Toblerone,
can you cut the H?
Can you cut the H off and make happy birthday?
Make happy birthday.
What
You know what? Let's get back to our Shir. When we in Mirza Shem finish Beitza, and you know, but I was going to say I don't know how old I'm going to be by then.
Yeah, what about the rest of us?
Yeah, by the time we finish Beitza, and who knows how many years. And then we move on to Shabbos. Maybe we'll be able to talk about Mochek, but not today. I wanted to bring one interesting point, which I saw in the Nesivos Habayis. Nesivos Habayis is the perush on the Avodas HaKodesh of the Rajba, Beis Moed, Beis Lamed Hey over here, which we've quoted a few times. So anyways, he has over here an interesting shita which he brings. From the Orchas Chaim L'Rabbeinu Aharon HaKohen Milunil. Okay, so look at the first line of this very beautiful picture that we have. The last word on the first line. Mihu. However, Orchas Chaim L'Rabbeinu Aharon HaKohen Milunil Maisi Bazeh Plugta. He brings a machlokes. Tikasa Vehilchas Yantif Simen Memtes. And I couldn't get a copy of this to bring you in plain text, so I just took the picture. Vizel Shono. And this is what Aharon HaKohen Milunil writes in his Orchas Chaim. Umutr Laso Simen Pavasar. You can permit it to make a simen in the meat. Shelo Yamir Osahanoso. In order that the person who's carrying it shouldn't switch it, could go into mechatech le'atlas karnasa, like cutting it into three corners. Ve'yesh omrim, and some say de'afilu b'sakin mutter la'asos posimen, that even with a knife, it's mutter to make a simen. Yuyin sham, umash madalishna kama lo shari ala biyad v'dok. He says, well, the first shita is that you're allowed to make a simen. The second one is afilu b'sakin mutter. What does that mean? It means the first sheet that holds, you can only actually use your hand to make a simen. Pretty weird, right? Pretty weird. And the truth is, as much as he's saying vidok, he doesn't buy a word of it. And you know how you know that? Because look down at the bottom. Wait. It says, v'imlo nifarish dirve ha'archas chayim anal delishna kami mairi b'chatach b'yad dihu be'emes dachuk. He says, we don't explain the Orchas Chaim, the Lishna Kama, that the first opinion. Myri bechatach b'yad is talking about where you cut it with your hand. I mean, karate guy. Cut it into your triangle with karate chops. Imkein, right, he says, rather, dihu be'em es dachok. It's very strange to say that. The stam mechatech, when you're talking about cutting meat doesn't mean with your hand. Cutting meat means with a knife. Right? Havi b'sakin. Imkein behechrech, it must be. Dilishna basra asa le'osufia lishna kama. That rather, the second cheetah is coming to add a detail. Delorak lechatcho atlas karnesam mutter b'sakin. That not only is it mutter to cut it in three into a triangle. Ela afilu lasos bosimin mutter al yedei sakin. He says, what does it mean? V'yesh omrim de afilu b'sakin mutter lasos bosimin. What, the first person, you're only making the simin with your hands? No! He says it must mean afilu b'sakin, meaning even to draw on it with a sakin. It's mutter to make a simin. Right? Mutter, right? Delorak lechatzchot las karnesam mutter b'sakin. It's not only just to cut into a triangle. Ela afilu lasos bosimin mutter al yedei sakin. Even to make some other sort of sign. V'hainu al yedei shiroshem. And this would mean that you're cutting it with a knife. We're writing in something. You're making some sort of mark on it. Vim kein, yesh midvar avraya ledivri hashvus Yaakov. That would be a riot to Shvus Yaakov v'tzarachian. Here he's coming to defend him from the kashas of the Sharat Zion. The truth is, it's quite possible, maybe this was the Agudas Balei HaTosvos. I'm not sure if the Aguda would consider this Archos Chaim to be, or Aaron Milunil, if he would consider him to be, you know, HaTosvos. I don't know who he refers to. But the point is, right, the point is though, he's bringing... Right, so he's bringing this as a Raya to say that maybe now we have a Rishon which seems to say clearly enough that even making a Roshim would be Mutter and that would be a Raya to the Shvus Yaakov. Now I just wanted to talk about one main point as we finish, which is really going to be the crux of the Shir, in order to talk about defending the Shvus Yaakov or not. So the first easy way to get out of it is to say, with the exception of the Aguda, which the Shvus Yaakov didn't see, and clearly the Mishnah Berurah didn't see it either, they're talking about actually writing on the meat. Certainly you could say that in the Maharil, if you look back in Source Namadal, Ein lichtov l'samin es abasar b'yad. If he's telling you, don't write. Rather, what should you do? Poke a hole in it. That could be easily to explain the Maharil. Even the Meiri, you could say, right? Shalo yas esimen ve'osios. You shouldn't make osios. You could still say that he's talking about that. That would be teretz number one. You say the Shvus Yaakov is completely fine. But I think the real point is to realize that the Daf al Adaf and the Shaar HaTzion are all missing the boat. If we could say that. I'm trying to explain the Shvus Yaakov. I'm not saying that's the actual halacha. Mistama the halacha is probably that it would be Aser for a whole host of reasons. But the Daf al Adaf and the Shaar HaTzion are doing what we did during Shir. Getting lost off topic. When the Meiri is coming to tell you, Shelo yase simen be'osios, when the Aguda is coming to tell you, Lachko pibasar b'yomtav osios, when the Maharil is coming to tell you, Ein lichtov l'samin es habasar, they're not telling you a din in Hilchos Ksiva. They're not telling you that this is considered writing. En achanami, for whatever the reason, whether it is writing, whether it's not writing, you can argue, it's not going to last. It's going to be chopped up in 5 minutes. You're just doing it a little, making a little roshim in the meat. Whether or not it's writing is not the case. But they're not saying that it is an isra of ksiva. They're telling you this is still lived in the chol. You have to worry about that. And Ein Achanami, if you look back in the tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, he acknowledges that. He says the last line, Mikom Akum, after the Shana, Shlo Yu, Guv Din Dachol, Shaper Dami. He says, you're right. So the truth is, it is a pella, because he's mamish talking about something which is uvdin dechol, that the shochet is writing, you know, when it was shechted, which is clearly something they did all the time. So it's a little bit hard for me to accept it, but the point is to say that, yeah, he's acknowledging that, but when the Meiri and the Aguda and the Maharil are speaking, they're not speaking midin and iser ksiva, ksiva and yantif and mutter and lashva elach. No! They're telling you this is uvdin dechol too. Don't do it like you're regular, you do it like you write as there's meat. Just make a little triangle. Just cut it like this.
So that's the whole
sugya. And that is the sugya, correct.
I mean, the whole Gemara is like that.
Correct. And it's just following in with the Gemara. And therefore, if that's the case, there's no rayas. Oh, cakes, cutting cakes on Shabbos and Yontif. It's not talking about, the Meiri has no shaykhis to ksiva. The Maharil has no shaykhis.
But Rabbi Yoshi sees it differently.
No! He sees it exactly the same.
Who?
He's talking about a case of writing, meaning he's saying the reason why the Gemara says mechatech la'aklas karnasa is specifically to tell you don't write it down with a pen. Why? Because it's ksiva. But he would agree that when the Meir he's talking about or the Maril's talking about here is not related to that. In a Hanami, it's a separate point. It could be. I'm not saying he would, but I'm saying that's not his discussion here. Correct.
So he's not talking about...
Now, it could be his conclusion will be that it is Aser because of Ksiva. But that's not what Shulchan Aruch is here to deal with. That's not what the Meir is here to deal with. That's not what the Maril is here to deal with. They're here to deal with the Avdin Dachal. So you're right, it is a little bit shocking that Shavuos Yaakov's mamish talking about something which he did every day, but he acknowledges Avdin Dachal at the end. I think that would be the best answer to the Meiri and the Maharil and the Agoda. Oh, can't be, he didn't see it, how could it be? It's true, maybe he didn't see it, and in all historical likelihood, he didn't see it.
I mean, agreeing with Simon, don't you think Yaakov is really focusing on writing and not on Avdin Dachal?
But he's talking about real writing there, right?
No, I always support you.
I know that.
Right. Right? I think he's talking about real writing. He's talking about Kosev al Bissaro. What?
Why is he bringing Ochel Nefesh?
That's his defense. You're right. That's his defense of the actual Ksiva Sogya. I'm saying you can't bring a raya from the Meiri and the Maharil about Ksiva. You can only bring a raya from them about Avdin Dachal. And Avdin Dachal, he's Moda. Don't do it that way. But it's true, the Shavuos Yaakov has to defend the actual ksiva part of it. He says it's going to be mutter on Yantif. Okay. Whether it's not Miskayim, whatever the case is, but he's saying that's a separate point. Some of the poskim are confusing the concept of Avdin Dachal with ksiva. It could be that the Meiri and the Maharil in a Hanami holds an Isser ksiva deoraisa. It could be that Ulyashiv holds an Isser ksiva deoraisa. But the point is, it's not what they're talking about. This is a different case. You can't bring me a Meiri and say the Meiri is before Shariah, the Ksiva is a Midoraisa, when it's not. The Meiri is before Shariah, that is Avdin Dachal, to write the same way you did during the week. That's how you could answer for the Shavuos Yaakov, and I think that that's a fair answer for him. On the other hand, I'm not resolving the fact that you still have a machlokas as to whether or not it's considered Ksiva, but that's a separate machlokas not related to our Sukkah.
Okay, so you're saying during the week, you never made the Shalosh Karnat in meat. In other words, you're saying the normal procedure was he only wrote in meat during the week, and Shalosh Karnat is the Shinui. Well, because to get it to work, that's how you have to explain it.
So that's right. So that's a little, it's true. That is Dovik. It is Dovik. It is Dovik. I saw that somewhere. I'm trying to think where. Did I see that? I had some indication of that. But the truth is that is Dovik, 100%. I'll be the first to be Modeh. But I can defend the Shavuos Yaakov.
Well, if you could say Ktiva, you could say Ktiva.